Here at Stateside, every once in a while, we like to go out and talk to people who make the things we use. We call the segment Artisans of Michigan. This time, we make a stop in Jackson. Chris Maples has been making ice fishing rods for a couple of decades now. His company is called Frozen Puppy Custom Ice Rods. I wondered why he decided to make these short rods.
There's a big demand for it. Nobody else is really doing it anymore. I just filled a niche that somebody needed.
How'd you get started?
20 years ago, my wife ended up with breast cancer, and she was home, and I was hovering over her the whole time. And she told me to get out of the house for a little while. So I went ice fishing with my uncle. I had a store-bought rod, and I sat there and looked and says I could do it and started off as a hobby and went from there.
I understand that there are regional differences in Michigan alone about rod and rod length. Tell me about that.
The east side of the state, I'm going to say east side from like Homer over towards Detroit, they like shorter rods because they sit in the shanty more. Guys from Homer to the west side, they all like longer rods because they don't sit in the shanty and they like to move around a lot. So that's basically it.
I was talking to a guy up in Cadillac, and he was telling me the best method is don't get stuck in one hole. Just keep moving. You find that true?
Yeah, that's very true. You move a lot. I've had back surgery 7 years ago, so I'm not that mobile anymore. So I sit and just kind of work it out. So.
He designs the rod handles, and he says he hand ties everything. And he makes the kind of rod he likes. But he's open to what his customers want.
You've got different colors of thread. You've got different colors of rod. The handles, some of them are a little different than others. What goes into those decisions?
Preference. Some people just like my friend up north, he likes the glow rod and pink thread. That's just him. And everybody's got their own specific colors, and we'll go with that. Different types of handles. Everybody likes their own different type of handle. So we try to fill the niche for everybody.
I'm just wondering if you've thought about expanding or going to some more automated system or something like that just to make more money, or is it just a matter of doing that handcrafted work?
No, it's all about pride. It's all about pride big time. You have to sit there and do it by hand.
Tell me about your customer base. Who buys your rods?
Everybody and anybody. I have them in the middle bucket here in Jackson. I have them at Niles at the Rusty Hook. I have them at DNR Sports Center in Kalamazoo, in Knox, Indiana, and I'm going to have some in Marquette next year. But I've sent them to New York, I've sent them to Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and all over Michigan.
Anywhere they get a little ice, it sounds like.
Everywhere.
Here's the question that has less to do about making your rods, more to do about the mentality of somebody who would go out and sit on a frozen bucket in the middle of a frozen lake on a really cold day. Why do people go ice fishing?
Actually, it's a solitude, and you're fighting against the elements, and you wait for that fresh fish dinner at night.
That simple.
Chris Maples with Frozen Puppy Custom Ice Rods in Jackson. He's our latest Artisan of Michigan. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.